Hey, it's Taylor with Girls Love Talk Podcast. I want to talk about entrepreneurship. So, if you haven't been living under a rock, you know that entrepreneurship is at an all-time high right now. It's been around forever, but right now, it's just crazy. And crazy in a good way. It's just so much going on, so many opportunities for everybody. And if you want to know why, the difference between now versus then is basically all the different platforms that you have. You have social media, you have more than just, you know, the old school business cards, emails, things like that. You got social media, which is just such a powerful tool within itself because there's so many apps that can be used, so many people you meet through social media, and you just never know what you can get into. I'd also say it's bigger now more than ever because of the need, the great need for financial independence. It's so many jobs out here, but at the same time, they only help you pay the bills. Really, the majority of them, unless you have a career within that company or you have years invested where you're making a great salary, you know, great 401k benefits, things like that, you kind of, you know, might be wasting your time. And for entrepreneurship, I wouldn't say that it's for everybody because everybody can't be a business owner. You know, we are all not equipped with those capabilities. You know, I just want to say that. And that's not no hating. No, it is not, because we are capable of many things. But everybody is not meant to be an entrepreneur. Everybody doesn't have the patience and, you know, just everything that comes that you need to have to be able to handle it. But I would say it's a great bandwagon to jump on, and I don't jump on bandwagons, but it's a great one to jump on because it's just self-motivation. It's self-improvement. It's got to do with a lot of, it's attached to a lot of great things. So I say, why not? One thing I can say about it is give it your all. If you're not going to give it 100%, it's not really going to make sense to even get involved in it. So that means you have to be an entrepreneur with things that you are interested in. You can't just say, I'm just going to go with something because it can make money. You have to actually like what you're doing, what you're talking about. I also want to say it's okay if you're one of these people, if you're a person who you don't really want to tell people what you're working on until after you've gotten it started or boosted a little bit. I'll say that's fine. To me, that is fine, because sometimes you talk about something so much, but you just don't get it done. Or, you know, people will hear your great ideas, but then they're expecting to see it. And, you know, you might have not gotten started. So, or sometimes you got people who are just in disbelief or don't really think much of you. So I can't blame those people who feel like, you know what, hey, I'm working on something. And you know what, when I see something happening with it, yeah, that's when I'll speak up. So I want to say that as far as if you working on something, it's so many things you can get into when it comes to entrepreneurship. I see so many hair businesses. People are starting up daycares, a lot of local businesses in my city, I know. And I'm grateful for that because in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we struggle with that. You know, a lot of poverty. So to see all these businesses coming together and thriving, it really means a lot to me, and definitely a lot of motivation out there. Another thing I'd say is we gotta stop listening to the negative Nancys out there, okay? And a negative Nancy could be anybody. It could be your cousin. It could be your auntie. It could be Heck, one of your associates. Negative Nancys are people who basically, they just got to find something negative in everything. They got to be a downer. They got to, you know, just automatically jump to the negatives of something. Okay, so you got to be able to tune all of that out, because that could stop you from your potential, your greatness. You know, so we got to do our own thing regardless. Regardless, okay? I want to say another thing is, unfortunately, on the social media part, when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's kind of giving people the idea that entrepreneurship is, all you got to do is post up online, yeah, I'm selling this, or I got this company, and then you just supposed to be booming. We got to get that out of our minds too. Do not jump into something thinking you're supposed to just out the gate be popping. It doesn't work like that. You got to put in the work. Let's not forget that, yeah, hey, if you got a daycare business that you trying to get up and running, or you want people to know about, come to, it's more than just social media. Everybody isn't on social media. We got to remember that too. A lot of us are, but not all of us. Okay, so yes, you still might have to do some legwork. You might have to get out there and toss some cards on people's lawns, or, you know, leave some business cards in different offices or so. You really have to go hard for yourself, for your brand. You can get into the local, you know, newspapers and, you know, buy ads, and it's just so much. So if you don't put your all into it, you can't really complain about the progress of it. And you cannot think that something is supposed to just happen overnight. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, okay? Don't be money hungry. Sometimes, you know, obviously, when you starting a business or you want to be an entrepreneur, of course you want to make money. Of course, that's one of the main things you're thinking about. And that's okay. That's it. That's important. But I want you to know that anything you get into, if you expecting to just be rich off of it, you might make it unenjoyable, okay? It may not be enjoyable to you because you're just so set on, I need money, I need money, I need money, that you can't even enjoy it, and that you can't even take your time with it and perfect it and then let it come to you, okay? You're gonna know if something is marketable or not, or if something is a waste of time. You can't think that you just gonna pop up as a millionaire tomorrow. It don't work like that. Everybody's story is different. And at least you'll have a testimony. So how I feel about 2019 entrepreneurship is just amazing. Honestly, I have never seen so many businesses forming in, you know, so frequently. It's crazy. Like, for example, in my city, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's so much I've been seeing. I'm seeing lots of hair companies. We got beauty salons. People are coming up with daycares. You've got group homes. And all those things are beneficial locally and just, you know, globally. Like, we need things like that. We need people to understand what they're capable of, you know, and we got to stop thinking. I think a lot of people are now finally getting that, hey, so what that I didn't finish college, or so what that I'm only working with a GED, or I started late on something. It's never too late. And then again, with the financial independence, we tired of looking at these jobs as our everything. We tired of being scared that we ain't gonna be able to take care of ourselves because, hey, you might have missed a day, and so that's 8 hours off your paycheck. We're tired of it, okay? We know that we have potential to do anything we want to do. So I think people are definitely starting to get it more and just get up and do their own thing. And I salute them all, whether, no matter, you know, from a small business on up to a big one, you know, and I don't underestimate anybody at all. I have friends, family members who are doing their thing, and, you know, they're talking about it, and then they're also working on it. And so That's the main thing, is just get started. If I could give anybody any advice, I would just say get started. Okay? What's up, listeners? It's Taylor Marie with Girls Love Talk podcast. I just wanted to let y'all know that I do have listener support activated. That's just something where if you'd like to make small donations to this podcast, you can. It's completely optional, but it will help with many things that involve just building the podcast, from equipment all the way up to just creating better content. So I do have that activated, and if you guys want to support, that's completely available, but it's not required. So thank you.